Did you enjoy that, Alan?
I did. It's interesting. I mean, sometimes one thing I could find on YouTube was just the music, the dialogue, that way, the singing. And it's interesting because sometimes the singer is sort of second to the song. You don't need the song, you don't need the singer there, really. But this version, it is sold to us by the singer. It's her it's the great thing. I mean, the song, it's her that she's essential to that song, and she's got a great voice. And I like the line, fill the void up with celluloid. It was kind of like halfway through, she serves an existentialist crisis.
Well, it's always very important. And whilst you were listening to that online...
Hang on a second. Yeah, what? Is there any talc? No, I'm only talc, Dan. You have to use deodorant. Sorry, mate.
Oh, that's quite...
Okay, well, try those stairs.
There we have a little sort of insight into the domesticity of Alan Stevens' bass in Staines, which is wonderful. Whilst you were actually listening to Marina and the Diamonds, I also sent you the link to southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. You can click on that quite happily now, and it'll take you through to your piece from last week. Very good. I don't know if he's actually there at all now.
Hello, I'm here. Sorry, I just had
Just don't say anything.
A naked pensioner walked into my room.
Well, there you go. I'm not even going to go there because it just could open up a whole range of other side of things there. Well, simply referred to this interesting news from the United States that a beekeeper had to be called in to capture a swarm of thousands of bees that settled on the wing of a Delta Airlines aircraft due to fly from Pittsburgh to New York. Swarms can contain up to 30,000 bees and form when a queen leaves the colony to create a new hive, under the headline Bee Swarm Delays Pittsburgh Flight.
I normally buy a newspaper, but I don't bother now. I just ring your show up. You just tell me. You could save me 55 bees.
Exactly. Thousands of Scottish students were given an early glimpse of their exam results. Students seeking a place at St Andrews were able to log on to the university's website and find out their results 4 days early, which fueled a row over whether they had gained an advantage in seeking a university place. In an interesting line here that ties into the opening ceremony of the Olympics, it seems like such a long 7 days ago since Tim Berners-Lee was saying this is for everyone. Tim Walker writes that the green and pleasant land promised by Berners-Lee seems to have actually become a haven for bullies and negative things and a whole range of challenges, where already we've seen Blue Peter presenter Helen Skelton, Matt Lucas, Micah Richards and Kirsty Allsop are either signing off Twitter or calling in the police over unrepeatable abuse. Is that a sad reflection on the case of new technologies, or do you think it's just a case
I'm not on. See, don't blame me. I'm now not on Twitter.
Yeah, there we are. Yes.
I just phone people up and abuse them.
Well, there you are. You don't sort of follow, or you don't work through that whole basis. But it's an interesting setup that Twitter is, again, one of those areas which could be used for good, but often is just abused from that point of view. And, what that does to free speech, I really don't know. As Don Marquis once said, honesty is a good thing, but it is not profitable to its possessor unless it is kept under control. Control your honesty. That's the important side of things. So, have you fallen in love with the Olympics? Will you miss it when it's been over? Has London been quieter? Have you noticed any difference? Did you think, I'm tempted to sort of make my way over to East London? What sort of impact has it had for yourself?
Where the Olympics might as well not be taking place. And I'm back here. I mean, we all heard it was going to be traffic chaos and terrorists and all that stuff, but thank goodness none of that has happened. My father watches it, which is fair enough, and he's better than the Jeremy Carl show. And I've definitely won some awards. And I thought the opening ceremony, of what I've seen of it, I hope it's available on YouTube and some idiot hasn't pulled it down, but I'd like to see it all those kind of herd, Darks the Tank Mills and goat herders and stuff. all sounds tremendous. So, well done, you Marxist. Daily Mail, you could read that. There's an article in next to the Daily Mail going on about how, it was all Marxist and blah, 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 and rose-coloured spectacles. But, I certainly prefer that version of England than the version of England that Daily Mail would host on us, full of spit bars and warm beer and cricket matches and the workhouse.
And to be fair, if you are actually hosting a dinner party with, let's say, hypothetically, some Germans and Japanese attending, you don't necessarily want to actually spend the entire evening doing pretend Spitfire impersonations.
Banging on about the war.
Exactly. You know, have they not learned from Fawlty Towers all those years ago?
Very good, that. Funny thing is, there's a certain series, certain shows that, you know, I mean, there's loads of TV made, you know, all over the world, but there's certain programs in Britain, for example, where you just say, oh, remember the 40s, and you know exactly, you can even see him, can't you, doing the salute.
That,
you can hear dialogue from it.
That and actually saying right when he goes for the birch and proceeds to thrash his mini.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Still, life continues. Dolphins apparently have a class system similar to the hierarchies created in human societies. Researchers from Georgetown University found that some bottlenose dolphins used natural sponge to protect their beaks as they foraged, but the skill had not been passed on to the entire population. They noted spongers were more cliquish and had more sponger associates and stronger bonds with each other than with non-spongers. So, the question is, if you're a dolphin, are you a sponger or a non-sponger?
Yeah, in fact, they're
the
Mail again, aren't we?
Well, if indeed the Daily Mail actually have any dolphin readers amongst the scenario, it could be a whole heap of other goodies from that point of view. But we just need to.
I don't really know a lot about dolphins, but in fact, they're blue, aren't they? Are they blue?
Indeed, and Flipper, of course, was one.
A bit before my time, Alex.
Really? You're not sort of a Flipper fan? I find that.
That was. I don't really. You know, I mean, I think I just kangaroos. I just remember I used to repeat that in the mornings during the school holidays, so I kind of might have saw little bits of Skippy, but I think the dolphin swam straight by.
I find that astounding. You mean to say that actually this little number
there under the sea, everyone loves the king of the sea, never so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
As yet, of course, Southside doesn't have any dolphins, but we do still have Beady the Wonder Horse and a selection of 11 or 12 terriers.
That's quite a cute tune, isn't it? I've never heard that before. But I did that bit, one point, you're...
Exactly. You see, Flipper was specifically doing that communications with us to let us know what was happening. Now, you see, you compare that with... You have another example of what Danny Boyle didn't actually include in the London opening game ceremony.
That was Australian. Why would he include that?
Well, why did he include Planet of the Apes? And I did raise that. Yes, he included a clip from the Planet of the Apes movie with Cornelius and Dr. Zaius. So,
I really don't know. I probably didn't see that bit. I know they didn't. I know there's the TARDIS scene, you know, originally they took Doctor Who, which they should have been.
Yeah, well, time. This is it. Yes, they
and
did have.
Planet of the Apes and a cut out Doctor Who.
Well, there you go.
Call me.
That's crucial.
But I think picture of Stalin on there and Khrushchev, whoever.
At least it wasn't Simon Cowell or indeed Andrew Lloyd Webber. Who knows what could have happened? It would have been challenging, and I did think at one stage. I mean, I'm not saying what they do isn't acknowledging and okay in its out of fashion, but not necessarily the best way forward. But who knows? It's all a matter of opinion.
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. Yeah, I mean, I do remember that theme tune. And again, you hear a bit of it at the beginning, don't you? Going.
Exactly. You mean Skippy, who's hanging off the cliff at this time? There's going to Barbie in? Where are we going, etc.? I'm not going to even go down there because I haven't actually psyched myself up to do any Australian.
I mean, he had a great vocabulary. says, "What was that? Jimmy's fallen down the well. He's broken his leg." I'm getting confused. A dolphin, isn't there?
Yeah, well, exactly.
It's a land dolphin.
Exactly. And what do the kids have today? They have Midsummer Murders. Never mind.
I don't watch that, do you?
It's very strange.
There's black people in that version, isn't there? Watch that. Like watching...
It's like watching a period of Daily Mail history from the joyous sort of scenarios there. Obviously, other newspapers are available. So, do you take time out now, Alan, in terms of the success that we've had with the Storm Mine and Metafiction and Time Waster and stage shows and ongoing stuff? Or is it a case of no? You're hard at work on Volume 2 of Battlestar Galactica, which is that going to be called By Your Command 2?
By Your Second Command. Biocommand Volume 2. We're stopped on working on it at the moment. We're up to about 6 episodes off the end of Series 4, which is the last series. And then Fiona's off to Boston for 12 days now. In the meantime, I'm doing the dialogue edit on Radio Bastard. And so that's what I'm doing. It's just quite difficult. It takes a lot of time.
Well, it'll happen. That's the important thing. As long as you don't have too many naked senior citizens wandering through your household.
It's a bit disturbing.
Seeking the talcum powder. I don't know why.
We haven't got any talcum powder. This
could be the challenge, you see. If you sort of a certain sort of time and you need the talcum powder, well, this could be a very strange scenario. We're off to the Salter's Gate family hunt that's around. We're going to be returning to Minty Steed, finding out what she's been up to, and again looking ahead to the Thornton Lee Dale show as well. Alan, have you had a reasonably interesting and musical telephonic link with us today here on Southside Broadcasting?
Well, I was going to tell you about how I got a cut on my head.
How did you get the cut on your head?
Well, I went to bed after having drunk a bottle of beer watching television. I was actually watching at Tomorrow People's Story, The Heart of Sogov, which was a bit frightening, actually. I thought it was quite... In fact, when Fiona eventually saw it, she said, "Well, I didn't think it was quite frightening at all." But then she said, "I dreamt about that last night." I said, it's quite a frightening episode. Anyway, I watched the episode, went to bed, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, woke up with a rather full bladder. So I rushed upstairs and issued forth, as it were, and then fainted. And my next memory is thinking Heart of Sogov while headbutting the bidet. And I was a bit concerned about that, so I thought perhaps it was witchcraft or something like that, whatever. So I phoned up, the emergency line and said, any idea what could be wrong with me? And the woman said, "Oh, hello, I suggest you go to head trauma, I suggest you go to A&E, local A&E. And I said, "Well, how will I get there?" She said, "Well, a taxi." I said, "Do you know how far away it is? It's about 40 miles. 14 miles. And she said, I wouldn't know. I live in Newcastle." I said, "Well, could I get an ambulance?" She said, "You could." I said, "A friend of mine, Orbach, got an ambulance and went to hospital in it, and they charged him £26 for it in their time." She said, "Oh, it got off light. You know, they normally charge £200. Oh, grief. I said, "Well, would they charge me £200? He said, "I don't know. I'm just here to advise." I said, "Well, advise me on this." She said, "I suggest you go in A&E. That was no good. So I phoned up 999 eventually and spoke to him and said, "Would you charge me £100? They said, "No." And then a paramedic turned up about 5 minutes later and saw me and checked me out. And it was decided that apparently, if you do sort of like pee, sometimes people can faint from it. There's a certain thing called fight and flight, and it actually has to do with flight. And for some reason, it dampens everything down, and people have been known to faint from it. There is a special technical Latin word for it. But first of all, it was written down in incomprehensible handwriting. And the second thing is, I can't read Latin.
And there'll be more from Alan Stevens' Tales from the Medical Adventures in future shows.
Splendid stuff. Like Joker, man. Like Jack Nicholson's Joker. We've got to sort of like cut up my eyebrow.
Well, as long as you're okay, that's the important thing.
Yeah, as long as it's the Jack Nicholson Joker and no other sort of Joker.
Because otherwise we couldn't ask you those last two questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us?
Yes, it was very interesting going back over my childhood.
Well, you know, it's just taking it away and less scary than The Heart of Sogov.
Yeah, it was quite scary.
Well, so I take it then you will be back with us in the very near future?
That's up to you, Alex. You're a controller.
Well, I think you'll probably be online again and live with probably the Midweek Drive Morning Edition a week on Thursday, if that's okay, because the next couple of Saturdays we will be in a York maze and then supporting Malcolm Tomlinson riding a horse at Newmarket.
What if it rains?
We'll just cross that bridge when it comes to it. I mean, at Lincoln today, they've got the Lincoln Dancing Day with heaps of other activities going on, and they're very concerned because if it rains, they'll have to stop dancing or maybe just sing in the rain or something. Yeah. The key thing is, Alan Stevens, CaldorCity.com, will return. Written, of course, by, I think, Mitch Mitchell, who was a friend and colleague introduced to the Southside family a wee while ago. In fact, it's far too long since he was last on air, really. He also produced the fabulous Night Chicago Burned and Paper Laced, various other things. That was a whole range of things. Known, of course, to Minty Steed. How are you, Minty? All right?
Okay, thank you. I'm actually just opposite now. One of the Rings River Coloured Horse class in, which are coloured Tsar riders, those are black and white, brown and white, dun and white, or the Appaloosa, which of course brings to mind of Toby, the snowflake Appaloosa, that one of Southside's animals. And an Appaloosa has just won it, and a very nice child's pony is standing second. And a very smart chestnut and white in third place with about 12 entries. So it's not doing bad. And the rings are rapidly becoming crowded with spectators and cars pulling up to park around the ringside. So it's filling up quite nicely now.
Excellent. It looks as though the weather seems to be bearing up. I believe that thunderstorms are forecast for tomorrow, so hopefully not doing things there.
Yeah, they are indeed. And our nominated pair, Christine and Colin, as you know them, they went to the steam fair and had a marvellous time. And said you just simply have to mention the Potto family, who have some of the best and the oldest of steam engines left in this country. And they're going to try to see if they can send one up here today before the day's over. And there are some vintage tractors here making a quite splendid display, right back to your old sort of grey Massey Ferguson.
Which, of course, is a classic and ties in with something which will be taking part later on in the year, which is, of course, the Newark and Nottinghamshire Show vintage tractor delivery, because at least they're keeping that, they're keeping the Newark title for that, whereas, as we found out from the show director, the former Newark and Not Show will henceforth in 2013 be referred to as the Nottinghamshire County Show. So it's very confusing, but still.
Oh, it's turned up. What they're doing then, Alex, is making it into one of the county shows, you know, such as Oxford County, Northumberland County, etc., and which sort of is, in a way, although a bit confusing, which it will be to people, and I'm sad to see the Newark and Not aspect on, but it does sort of make it then now a Nottinghamshire County show, so it's a county show for the whole actual county, which I think it's deserved that status for an awful long time.
Well, that's
I know you've gone to quite a few, haven't you, there in Newark, and the good events.
Absolutely, so that's sort of true. We've just actually found out the name of the person we couldn't quite remember, who, of course, wrote the theme to the Protectors and much, a whole heap of other things, was indeed the fabulous Mitch Murray,
when I spoke to him, sorry to talk over Alex, but you know, the identification I do, but when I rang through to speak to Mitch Murray because he said I should give him a call, and he was being very convivial in a bar, and he answered the phone, he said, Mitch here, and I said, Minty here, and then we both went into Murray Mint.
Exactly, yeah, precise. I remember it well, so it was only yesterday.
Yes.
Good, so yes. Overall then, in terms of turnout, not too many people have stayed away, because we've been hearing this week that a lot of folk have, and I have to include myself here, not gone down to London because they thought it was going to be completely packed, whereas a lot of places in London have either been a lot quieter than normal, or indeed virtually deserted. So people obviously have been going to check out the Saltersgate Farmers Show today, or Saltersgate Farmers Show.
Yes. where we're Phoenix, and we found a homemade ice cream stand, and the South Side dogs and terriers are now barking because there's terriers and dogs of all descriptions suddenly appearing left, right and centre. Because where we're parked, on the one side watching the horses and ponies, on the left-hand side where we're rode up, is of course the ring for the fun dog show. Whether it be fun for the judge when Mixie comes eye to eye with said judge, we don't know. But she's never bitten anyone else before, so it could have been a rock. She should have come with the rosette first, and it's been all right.
So far then, marks out of 10 for the programme and the show in terms of how it's shaping up. What would you say it, well, would you say it is?
For a genuine old-fashioned event where everything's unhurried and peaceful, and for the scenery alone, 10 out of 10. For a small event that just gives you everything you could want, you know, it's 10 out of 10, Alex. And I wouldn't say that without it being so, and it is.
Excellent. So obviously we'll put it on our list of things to hopefully go to. Sponsors and fuel provider, of course, for 2013. So great news in terms of that. And next Wednesday, of course,
you'll be doing this. Would not go amiss for you to be here all day next year and do it, because it really is super. And these old world events need to be kept going, because people are here that don't have to feel it's fierce competition. They can actually enjoy it without feeling flustered and how am I going to get back into next class and things like that. And I sincerely hope someone will sponsor you to make sure you're here next year.
Well, there we go. Minty, it's been fabulous as ever. Of course, a reminder that it's Thornton Lee Daily you'll be covering on Wednesday. We'll have a whole heap of other reportings back for that when you join us for a short piece at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Will do.
We will look forward to speaking with you then.
Thank you very much, Alex.